The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, there was eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding in the mill. One will be taken, and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day the Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you must be prepared, for at the hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
I didn't realize how much Thanksgiving has what I would call like an Advent atmosphere or theme to it. In Advent, you talk a lot about preparing, and certainly for Thanksgiving, there's lots of preparation that goes into it. This year, me, myself, my father, and my brother had to cook Thanksgiving dinner. We did pretty well, and there's a lot of preparing that goes into that. But then the theme of stay awake also is a part of Thanksgiving, because usually after you prepare and then you eat, you want to take a nap. And I know that when I was trying to take a nap, that's when everybody else in the house wanted to play board games. And so I was reminded of Advent quite a bit on Thanksgiving Day. We should start with this question. Will you make this Advent different? This season of the year is kind of a forgotten season, because Christmas has already begun for much of the world. Christmas is such a commercialized holiday now. We hear and think and are ready to consume everything. Buy this. You can get the best deal. We have the best sales. This item is marked down 50%. Sounds great. We pay attention to these things during Christmas. Some would even say, how could you not go out and get the new, whatever, fill in the blank there. The enthusiasm of this time of the year to consume and get what we want. Imagine if we had this kind of enthusiasm for the gospel. Imagine instead of Black Friday, what if we had Gospel Friday? A day where Catholics all over the world went out to talk to at least one person about Jesus Christ. You could do it on Black Friday, because everybody's out. That'd be quite an evangelization event. I'm going to tell the Archbishop about that. No, we don't think about this. We don't think enough of Jesus. We are asleep, unaware of the real needs of the world. The world is starving for truth. We are wandering around like sheep without a shepherd, afraid to proclaim Christ, thinking, I don't know enough about the faith, and remaining in that ignorance. We need courageous Catholics in the world today. And maybe that's how Advent needs to be different. Let's consider what Advent is really about. In these readings, we receive some great images. One is of a journey up the mountain. Isaiah speaks of this. Isaiah says that the Lord's house is the highest mountain. All peoples will head toward this mountain. We will come to the Lord so that he may instruct us in his ways and we may walk in his paths. The other image that's great is that of putting on armor. Think of Advent as a time to put on the armor of light, set aside the works of darkness. St. Paul goes further and says, what this means is we have to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and live honorably. Live in peace. Live in the truth of God's love for the world. Put on the armor of truth, the armor of light, Jesus Christ. Of course, the phrase we hear more than once is stay awake. That image of being aware, fully aware. It's like we are perpetually in that moment when we are driving a long distance and we can't seem to stay awake. Have any of you ever been in that mode? You're driving and it's like, you just can't stay awake. You've got to stop, get out, and walk around. And the world seems to be perpetually in that moment of about to fall asleep. We are bobbing our heads, not paying attention, and it's not only dangerous, but we are missing everything. If we are not careful, we could miss the opportunity to see Jesus. Advent is a time to change the mode of operation, to change that mode of operation within our day-to-day life and in our spiritual life. A call to a better way of seeing. Jesus is near. He is calling you. He is wishing for a better response. Jesus is pointing out the evils of this generation and saying, there is a better way. Turn toward the church during Advent. If you're sitting here, you might think, I think the church has a better way. Turn toward the church. Turn towards her teachings, her prayers. Turn towards her consistent stance of truth in Jesus Christ. Turn toward that which will sanctify your life. The sacraments, sacrament of confession, the sacrament of the Eucharist. Now, the question should not be if you're going to go to confession during Advent or if you should go to Eucharistic adoration more. It shouldn't be if you should come to daily Mass more if you're able. It should be when. When will you come to encounter Jesus? It's when will you make a return to the encounter with Jesus through these ordinary ways that the church always offers. These ordinary ways to become extraordinary saints in the church, to live holy lives, to be connected fully and intimately with the Lord. In the church, they are our ordinary means to salvation in and through Jesus, to encountering him. To an Advent season that keeps us awake. Don't be afraid of a life spent with Jesus. Jesus isn't asking you to be perfect. He's asking for a great faith. Faith, trust, prayer. I have to remind myself of this daily. Our sin is always before us, but also is the invitation of Jesus to a fullness of life, joy, and consolation. I want to live a gospel life, a holy life, the only life worth living. Don't let Advent be the forgotten season, but one that guides you towards Jesus Christ, that life that's worth living. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.